We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is up, everybody? We got Tyler doing handstands in the chat. What is up? Oh my gosh, we got cartwheels, handstands. What is up? I'm cracking up over here. It is a great day to be a Chargers fan. Obviously, the Chargers have hired Jim Harbaugh. We got Tyler doing all sorts of tricks. Cannot relate. Former gymnast over there. I am not like that, but what an entrance. What an entrance. We'll see what time he jumps in. There we go. There we go. All right, we're getting plugged in. There we go. What's up, Tyler? How's it going, man?
Who paid more money than us? Nobody,
indeed. The Chargers have signed Jim Harbaugh to a 5-year deal. People want me to join in on the fun. I cannot do any of the things that Tyler just did. So Tyler's a former gymnast. I am not. I was a former center. So there we go. I guess like it's Tyler, did you have like some extra coffee this afternoon or what?
Don't need it, baby. Don't need it. I had a glass of milk is what I had.
If you know, you know. Man, what a day. I was driving home from a training and the news broke and I literally pulled over from everything to start tweeting about everything. So what a day for the Chargers, man. Truly a franchise altering moment as they hire Jim Harbaugh. We appreciate all of you guys for tuning in. We're just gonna vibe today. We vibed yesterday, we'll vibe today. We'll have a great time. If you guys have questions, super chats always appreciated. The Guilty as Charged podcast is presented by Prize Picks. Make sure and use Prize Picks this weekend for a divisional round of football. It is the best and easiest way to consume daily fantasy football, help support the show, and earn some money for you as well. Again, that is Guilty as Charged podcast presented by Prize Picks. All right. Deep breaths. Now that we're all excited, Tyler, I'll let you start us off here. Your instant reaction, initial take from the Chargers hiring Jim Harbaugh is what?
Fuck yeah, man. That's my initial reaction. Honestly, it was something that we had seen coming. You know, we made an emergency stream for a reason, and it seemed like this was going to happen today, tomorrow, but this week. But my reaction is F yeah, the Chargers did it. Congratulations to the I'm really out of shape, by the way, so I'm dying over here right now. Congratulations to the Spanos family for getting this done. Honestly, for all the talk of too cheap, won't do it, can't close, won't concede, power control, whatever. Doesn't seem to be an issue. You know, whatever it was the best offer. And they were able to do what the Vikings couldn't do, what the Broncos couldn't do. They topped Michigan's offer, obviously, and in theory, the Falcons offer, though it didn't really ever seem like that was really a player So congratulations to them. Congratulations to Justin Herbert. You have a coach. You have a coach, and the whole win-loss record crap thing is going to be behind you. It's a whole thing now. You get to be a great quarterback on a great team. You get to win, and all the bullshit of the comparisons of QB wins being the only thing holding you back, we've got wins now. We've got a coach who's going to win. Maybe not necessarily the first year with all the gutting of the team, but they're going to win. They're going to be contenders. He's done it in the NFL. He's done it in college football. As much of an Ohio State fan as I am, as much as I don't like Michigan, gotta respect what he did there. And if anyone can return, you know, turn around the fortunes of the Chargers, it's Jim Harbaugh. But more than anything else, honestly, more than anything else, what is our podcast? It's a fan podcast. What is our podcast on the Chargers YouTube channel? It's a fan podcast, right? The fans are what I'm thinking of more than anything else right now. We absolutely deserve this. Some of you newer, moved to LA, new coach, just when they signed or they drafted Justin Herbert, whatever. Maybe it's 50 years for you, 60 years, who knows? But we deserve this. We absolutely deserve this. My fandom was probably at the lowest point it possibly could have been at the end of last season, the end of this season, of course. This last year has been really, really tough. In a lot of years where it's been very tough for Chargers fans, this was a tough year. And now I'm doing handstands and cartwheels and cheering and happy because I feel it not just for myself, but for all the Chargers fans. And I miss, as a season ticket holder, I miss being with all of you in the stands when we're cheering and having a good time and there's a majority and we know we're going to win, not hoping or fearful of losing. We know we're going to win. And I miss that so much. And we just got that back. So I'm so happy for Chargers fans. Steven, your thoughts?
Yeah, man, this is a great day for the fandom. This is a great day for the organization. I have waited and waited for the Chargers to be this team that would assert their physicality, that their team would allow Justin Herbert to say, hey, fuck you guys. I'm the best quarterback in the league. Patrick Mahomes, who, all this stuff. I've just been waiting and waiting for this team to take that next step. I thought it was happening in 2018. That didn't happen. You know, the Chargers necessarily haven't been like the Browns or like the Lions. You know, it's never been that bad. But 2019 was tough. 2020 was tough. 2021, it seemed like it was on the upswing. And then this year we got the rug pulled out from under us. So, you know, Jim Harbaugh has this identity to just be an ass kicker, like everywhere that he's been. And it's really a treat to see. You know, Alex Inzorf interviewed Field Yates on the Bolt Breakdowns earlier today. And Alex made a great point. He won 11 games twice at the University of San Diego. Like, they have never won more than games than under Jim Harbaugh. This is a guy who wins everywhere he goes. It was a little rocky in 2020 during the COVID season at Michigan. But Michigan has never had a better three-year stretch of football than this past three seasons under Jim Harbaugh. Three consecutive undefeated seasons, three consecutive playoff berths, one national championship. This is the move that we have been waiting for, the big move that we have been waiting for. We'll see what comes down to the contract, but I have been so tired of seeing the Chargers playing not to lose and the Chargers playing to the level of the other opponents for basically my entire life. Well, not my entire life. That's unfair because LT and all them guys, like, that was definitely a dominant team. But since LT left, I've been waiting for this. Jim Harbaugh is the aggressor. There was a great clip coming up from the Bustin' with the Boys podcast. And Delanie Walker, the tight end from the 49ers, was talking about how before Jim Harbaugh came to the 49ers, their team just partied. They didn't care about winning. And that season that Jim Harbaugh showed up was the lockout season, and he turned things around in an instant. So like Tyler said, I'm not expecting Super Bowl in 2024, but I'm expecting this team to play extremely hard. I'm expecting this team to be physical. I'm expecting them to take it to everybody the way that Jim Harbaugh does. And that is incredibly exciting. This team has played down to their potential at every single turn over the last 10 years. Jim Harbaugh is a program maximizer. Everybody on the team is going to play at their best level because of Jim Harbaugh. And this is the most exciting. This is the most exciting day I've ever had as a fan. Really since 2018, since the Chargers beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead, this is the best day since that moment, I would argue, in terms of hype, in terms of excitement of where this team can go. So this is, it's an incredible day. I cannot do handstands. If I could, I would be doing handstands today, but it's just been, it's been a ton of fun to see the reaction to all of this. People who have been Chargers haters are like, oh shit, like now it's about to get real for the Chargers with Justin Herbert and Jim Harbaugh. So it's a ton of fun, man. It was a ton of fun. Very stressful weekend, I'm sure, for most people, but I'm excited. The most excited I've been for, since a fan since 2018, easily.
Yeah, the Chargers, I don't think, have made a single move that has moved the needle for me as much as this one. They're obviously, you know, drafted great players and players I've been excited about. But there's a difference between drafting your franchise left tackle and Rashawn Slater, and that was a great moment, and then your franchise changing head coach, and one that, you know, like, you know, it's a good move when a lot of social media is very unhappy about it or they're very bitter, but you can tell what kind of bitter that is, you know, like that jealous bitter. That's when you know it's a great one. This is, I mean, it's a move that is, I believe, to my knowledge, at least with this franchise, at least over the last several decades, kind of unprecedented. The Chargers don't do this. The Chargers don't do this. They don't go out and spend this much on a coach. It was really the one thing they didn't do. Even if they spend in free agency, even with the new facility, even on the extensions, all the guaranteed money, sure. But what about like the franchise spending the actual money that they need? And I think that people have discussed it in the chat. I think the Spanos family was genuinely sick of this, sick of the chargering, sick of the losing, sick of being honestly the laughing stock, the fifth place team in Los Angeles. And that's certainly not going to change because of one hire instantly, but they're becoming more relevant. They're becoming, I don't want to say an actual franchise, but they're certainly putting themselves to be as relevant as they possibly can be for the longest possible time. So it's officially a 5-year deal for Jim Harbaugh. I don't see the dollars amounts just yet. Sean Payton was 5 years, $18 million. I'm sure he's, you know, 18 and a half or 20, really, at this point, whatever. Buy you a couple of seafood towers at Mastro's if you want. But it's truly a great day for fans, for us, for this chat. You know, we, how often do we as Chargers fans get not only exactly what we want, but the one that almost everybody wanted?
Yeah.
You rarely find this unanimous upswell and support for a particular individual. And certainly not a coach, right? Like, you could be very divided, even in 2021. Maybe you wanted Staley, maybe you wanted Daboll, maybe you wanted Arthur Smith. But there was, you know, I think some divide there overall. With Harbaugh, it was practically unanimous. It was like 99% of fans were like, this is the number one guy. This is what we need. And for the Spanos family, for the Chargers to go out and get that, it's just so exciting. It really warms my heart as a fan. And I am a season ticket holder for the 12th year now, and I will be there at those games. That's for sure.
Yeah, hopefully all you guys renewed your season tickets before, because if not, I'm sure the price is going to be going up. The Chargers have officially made it official, tweeting out the statement, everything like that. Just to read it out loud, here is what Mr. Jim Harbaugh said today in his official statement after being hired as the Los Angeles Chargers head coach. Quote, my love for Michigan, playing there and coming back to coach there leaves a lasting impact. I'll always be a loyal Wolverine. I'm remarkably fortunate to have been afforded the privilege of coaching at places where life's journey has created strong personal connections for me. From working as an assistant coach at Western Kentucky alongside my father, Jack, and time as an assistant with the Raiders, to being a head coach at USD, Stanford, the 49ers, and Michigan. Each of those opportunities carried significance. Each felt personal. When I played for the Chargers, the Spanos family could not have been more gracious or more welcoming. Being back here feels like home, and it's great to see that those things haven't changed. The only job you start at the top is digging a hole. So we know we've got to earn our way. Be better today than yesterday. Be better tomorrow than today. My priorities are faith, family, and football, and we are going to attack each with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. This organization is putting in the work, investing capital, building infrastructure, and doing everything within its power to win. Great effort equals great results, and we're just getting started. End quote.
Mm.
He sure knows how to rile people up, man.
That was pretty. That was worth $1 million right there. That was pretty darn good. And for all we've fallen for in the past for talk and for what people have said when they're hired or when things are bad or whatever, there already is walk that has been walked with Jim Harbaugh. We know what we're getting here. Things hopefully are even better. So yeah, that's a lot of great talk. Of course, it sounds pretty. It's wonderful. Love to hear it. But we also know we're getting it. Like, I believe it's going to happen more than just like, I hope so. And I can look at a couple things and say, oh yeah, this is, it will happen because of this. No, like it's just going to be, it is, yeah. It will be. And the intensity unlike anything mankind has seen?
Unknown to mankind, but yeah.
Unknown to mankind sounds pretty good. And they certainly have a quarterback who, with this potential, with this coach, can be beyond anything mankind has seen.
Yeah, I think obviously everybody's talking about Dan Campbell right now, and rightfully so. A lot of these coaches say these kind of things, but not everybody means it. Like guys like Dan Campbell, Jim Harbaugh, and there are other ways to lead. Like not everybody's going to be like that. But Jim Harbaugh is about that life. Aiden Hutchinson was on Amon-Ra St. Brown's podcast talking about Jim Harbaugh. And he was saying that there were days where they would walk in winter conditioning, and Jim Harbaugh is in the weight room, first person in the weight room, in khakis, shirt off, and he's just squatting and bench pressing like everybody else. Like, he sets the tone for the franchise, and everybody follows along. And it's going to be a huge change. Like, there was that Chris Rim article that at the end of the season that there was no accountability. There wasn't a real togetherness of the team. And Giftsmith did his best to change that. But under Jim Harbaugh, that is not going to be an issue. That is going to be a strength of the football team. And it's everything you picture about like what it takes to really be like a Super Bowl champion kind of caliber team. Jim Harbaugh is going to bring that. There might be some coaching staff additions that I might disagree with, but from a culture standpoint, from an effort standpoint, he sets the tone, and the tone is that of a winner. And I'm so excited to see what that looks like. Again, I mentioned this earlier. Everybody on the team is going to play to their potential. And that's been such an issue from essentially like player number 5 to number 58 or whatever the practice squad is for the Chargers. Like, there's just been a real lack of player development and coach development. I think that's another thing that is underrated about Jim Harbaugh, is that he fully believes in his staff. He fully believes that these guys that he hires can do the best job possible and then go elsewhere if necessary and go be great coaches. Like, Mike McDonald now is a great defensive coordinator, but he wasn't until Jim Harbaugh made him that. You know, Jesse Minter is a great defensive coordinator now, and I'm fired up about Jesse Minter, but he wasn't a defensive coordinator until Jim Harbaugh empowered him to be that. And Sherrone Moore, we'll see about Greg Roman, but Greg Roman, his best seasons have been under Jim Harbaugh. So it's full player development, it's coaching development, it's strength and conditioning development, it's training staff development, equipment staff. Everybody gets better around Jim Harbaugh, and that should make everybody in this chat very, very excited.
It was what plagued the Chargers, I feel like, recently. I mean, that thing came out about the facilities, the food, the, you know, everything for the Chargers. I don't remember exactly what the grade was, but it wasn't great.
It was very low.
And it was very low. It wasn't very high, that's for sure. And I can only imagine what it'll be like now. And honestly, how much the rest of the league went, oh, Chargers are pretty serious. And free agents go, huh, the Chargers. No, not that.
Sorry, Tyler.
Go for it.
The Chargers social media team just posted a hilarious meme, and it is fantastic. It's a guy going like this, and then with a Chargers hat on, he says, "We're gathered here today to celebrate the size of this W."
Oh, him. Yeah. I got to find exactly. There it is. Yes, 100%. That is classic. Love that. Love that. You didn't read the part from Dean Spanos, right? The statement.
I didn't read it live, but I was just reading it. If you want to take that one.
Yeah, sure. So from Dean Spanos, Jim Harbaugh is football personified, and I can think of no one better to lead the Chargers forward. The son of a coach, brother of a coach, and father of a coach who himself was coached by names like Schembechler. Oops.
And Schembechler.
Yeah, sure. That was tough. For the past 2 decades, Jim has led hundreds of men to success everywhere he's been as their coach. And today, Jim Harbaugh returns to the Chargers, this time as our coach. Who has it better than us? You don't build a resume like Jim's by accident, and you don't do it by yourself.
You need a team. And no one has built a team more successfully and repeatedly in recent history than Jim Harbaugh. His former players swear by him and his opponents swear at him. Jim is one of one, and we couldn't be more excited to have him back in the Chargers organization as our head coach.
I love that line. That's fantastic. His players swear by him. His opponents swear at him. Very true, as we've seen from Pete Carroll, Jim Schwartz, Ryan Day. And I love that energy. And it's going to be a treat to see. All right, let's get to some of these super chats.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We got 20 of them, so appreciate you guys. Papa June in the house. Chargers, let the dynasty begin. Let's sure hope so, because I'm sick of I'm sick as hell of the current dynasty Chiefs. The Chiefs can kick rocks for all I care. Andrea Shun, we did it. Yay. Appreciate the Shun family getting us started there. Pedro Ramirez, this hire made a statement to the entire league. Welcome to this new era of Chargers football, Bolt fam. I completely agree with that. It is a new era. Exciting times ahead. And, you know, I love that statement. It made a statement to the entire league. I totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm. No, it's, oh, sorry. I'm reading through all the quotes, trying to post on Twitter. Fantastic stuff. Obviously, thank you, mom and dad. I called them yesterday, honestly, and we were talking about this, and we were all pretty excited for this. It's,
yeah,
it's good stuff.
Yeah. Christian Hernandez about the film breakdown of the Harbaugh offense. We'll get to that for sure. And Jesse Minter defense as well, for no doubt. We got plenty of time about that. Alex in here, as a San Diegan Chargers fan since the 90s, today ranks up there with the joy when LT broke the TD record.
Mm. Yeah, that's awesome. That was like the start of my real Chargers fandom, was that LT kind of season. Yeah, that's definitely got to be up there with one of the greats for sure. And this one may have an impact even beyond that.
Yeah. The first season that I like really decided to become a fan, I was a kid, obviously, but it was Drew Brees' last year, and LT that day, I was nine. So I'm pretty sure it was against the Tennessee Titans, but LT ran for like 200 yards, three touchdowns, the uniforms, the obviously San Diego, like can't beat that. It's definitely some great moments as a kid watching the Chargers, but you know, it's been up and down, to say the least. And this is obviously, you know, very exciting times to be a Chargers fan. Jay, don't drop into pass pro and celebration. Maybe some other time when I'm not podcasting. Next one here, Jacob Finasso. When do you think the GM announcement comes? What do you think there, Tyler?
It depends if there's another Dodds interview lined up. Was there a second one with him?
Not yet. So Brandon Brown interviewed for the second time today.
Right.
Joe Ortiz is interviewing for the second time tomorrow.
Okay. So I do believe that they would have this together before Monday, I would imagine, unless Ed Dodds does have a second interview that's scheduled for later next week. I feel like you kind of know who the GM is. If you're Jim Harbaugh, I think it's part of the deal. is to have a bit of a say in who that is in your working relationship. So it could be announced as early today if it's, or whenever Ortiz interviews. But if it's Ed Dodds and or Cunningham, they want to schedule more interviews, it'll take some time. But I don't see how we get to Monday and you don't have an idea who it is.
Yeah, obviously Harbaugh is going to have a big say here in who he's going to want to work with. I'm surprised that we haven't heard more on the Ian Cunningham front. He was kind of considered the second guy after Adam Peters. He was third on my list, second on your list. A guy who objectively has like a really good resume. We haven't heard much about how that interview went. We haven't heard if he's going to be for a second interview, so that could certainly change. Daniel Popper in his article did not mention Ian Cunningham, which I think is telling. So we'll see if that changes, but if I had to guess, I would say the three finalists would be Brandon Brown, Joe Ortiz, and Ed Dodds. So I do think we'll get an Ed Dodds second interview at some point. But I am a little surprised at the lack of Ian Cunningham noise so far.
We've got a 40-second hype video.
Yeah, can't wait to watch that one.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I already like tried to look at it. Whew. Yeah, soon.
I agree. It'll be before Monday. I think the Chargers are going to want to get this out of the way. They do have to negotiate their own contract here with the GM candidate, so it might take the rest of the weekend, but I do expect by Monday we'll have an announcement.
Yeah.
Ving 13, Bull fan since 1973. I'm so grateful and excited. So he probably has had better days than today, because he would have been at least 19 when the Chargers made it to the Super Bowl. So
yeah, 22, I think. They lost the year I was born.
Was it January 95 or January 94?
January 95.
Okay. So
they've literally not been in my lifetime. So that is that is the cross I bear.
I would have been like 13 months old. So do not remember.
Well, good for you. At least they went in your lifetime.
Yeah. I could be like a Raiders fan who said that, you know, their Super Bowls all happened when they were like infants or whatever. Anyways, yeah,
good for them.
Brady Wooten, appreciate Brady. He's been a longtime listener, come a long way from Love at Six. Couldn't be happier for this news today. Cheers, fellas. So it's obviously a joke from back when we first started. Appreciate Brady for sticking around this whole time. Brady has his own podcast, and I would encourage anybody to go listen to it. He does some great work about the draft and things like that. So appreciate Brady for jumping in tonight as well.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take this one, Tyler?
Do I say it? I don't know. I already did the other one.
That's fair. I'll do it. Nobody.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you for talking about how many people love me in my life. No, I'm kidding. the audio listeners who have no idea what you're talking about.
The super chat was, who's got it better than us? I don't know what this was in reference to. I feel that, Tyler, from Kevin Kernick.
I feel that too.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I feel
That was from early. Most of these are from, you know, 20 minutes ago at this point. So Michael Martinez, me and my dad heard the news at work and were absolutely awestruck with joy. Huge fan of the show. Always listen to it on my drives home from school. Appreciate that. I think everybody's gonna remember where they were when the Chargers hired Jim Harbaugh. Me, I was in my car and had to pull over.
I was helping students after school. Yeah. And I said, when's it going to happen? Between 3 and 4.
I
made myself specifically busy. Always. Anytime. You guys want something to happen? I'll make myself busy.
Frank Blankley. Appreciate Frank as always. Happy for the Chargers fans. Happy for Herbert. Happy for all of us. Finally, Spanos all freaking in. Very well said there.
Yeah. Happy for Herbert too. And I think that, not that Ben Johnson or Vrabel, any of these guys wouldn't have been a good coach, but like, here you go. Here's Jim Harbaugh. It is the coach that Herbert deserves, and one I think that he can absolutely gel with. I think Herbert is genuinely his own good kind of psycho, in the sense that he's a football junkie addict kind of guy. He just wants to win. He's competitive, not to a fault by any means, but he's addicted to trying his best to win and maximize his own self. And he's done that. We've seen what the team looks like without him. But now we've got a coach to really match the quarterback for the first time in a while.
Yeah, 100%. I think everything we know about Justin is that he wants to be coached. Like he wants to have somebody who can bring the most out of him. Like he really believes in the coach quarterback relationship. And I think this is going to be a great thing for him. Obviously we're going to see the Harbaugh famous, you know, chest bumps and shoulder pad bumps and things like that before games with Justin. So that'll be fun. For what it's worth, Jordan Schultz tweeted out a few minutes ago. The Chargers still need to hire a GM to work with new head coach Jim Harbaugh. Those around the league have believed that the Ravens, Joe Hortiz, Giants, Brandon Brown, Bears, Ian Cunningham, and Colts, Ed Dodds are the favorites. It remains an ongoing process. So potentially still could hear about Ian Cunningham in a, down the road here in a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Plenty of Harbaugh connections. All of them Harbaugh connections in some way or another.
Yeah. I was never really able to find a direct connection between Brandon Brown and Jim Harbaugh. Benjamin Albright, as well as some others, pointed out that he was assigned to Michigan as a scout when he worked for the Colts and the Eagles. That's really hard to like make that kind of impression as a scout. So there's got to be more to it than just that, but must mean he's a hell of a scout. And, you know, we'll see what happens there.
Did he go to John Carroll?
No, he went to Fordham. Okay. So he missed the Magic NFL connection, but I think they play in the same league. I don't know.
Somebody let us know in the chat.
Yeah. Kyle Loomis, when is the last time Chargers fans got what they wanted? Crazy good day. There's been some moments.
Slater's on, for sure. Yeah. That Slater's on combo was about as close as what you wanted. Technically, J.C. Jackson. But
Khalil Mack, maybe. But Khalil although that's kind of a surprise.
If we had known that he was available, then sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but nothing compares to what we just have experienced now. Mm-mm. Fubar, Gat Crew, thank you for keeping us sane through all the adversity. A new era begins, the best day in franchise history. Who's got it better than us?
Nobody!
I'm not going to get sick of saying that for quite some time. But sincerely, thank you guys for listening in. Tyler and I had a great time. I kind of approached like my mentality of like handling the head coaching search and the GM search was like essentially looking at these guys like draft prospects and like learning about all of their stuff and like researching articles, videos, everything. So I had a ton of fun looking at these candidates. Obviously, I kind of figured that Harbaugh would be the favorite, but I was always skeptical that this day would actually happen. And obviously, I'm very grateful that it did.
So what I'm hearing is that you guys don't want me to drop my 27 coaching candidates for Ben Johnson video. Is that what I'm hearing? There's a hell of a slideshow, guys. It's a really good one.
I think the Commanders. I don't know any Commanders fans, but you could send it to them if you want.
Sounds good. Yeah, I got that. I'll just post it and just like, change everything. All good.
Yeah, just tag all the Commanders accounts and then they'll run with it.
No problem.
Trevor, Harbaugh turned a one-win Stanford team into a tough in the trenches team for a decade is all you need to know about who he is.
Yeah. I mean, everywhere. If it takes a year, if it takes a few years, they're all turned into winners. They're all significantly better and great programs by the time he leaves.
Yeah. Yeah. Richie Farley, Ian Cunningham, Ed Dodds, or Joe Hortiz to pair with Harbaugh with that works best. And with Jim as head coach, where do you think the team goes with the fifth pick now? Does you think your opinion has changed at all there, Tyler?
No, I still think it's Brock Bowers. I think that it makes sense. It sort of fits a trench pick. It fits a need. He's instantly your one. I have to think Jim Harbaugh does respect the whole Brock Bowers is really freaking good thing. I don't think Harbaugh will be confused about how good Brock Bowers is.
He coached against him twice.
Yeah. I don't know how he did, but I'm sure he did just fine. And I still think it's Brock Bowers. People will think, you know, instantly trenches for the offense, offensive tackle. And I'm cool with that too. I totally am. But I feel like I don't know how long our episode with Trevor Sikkim is going to be any bit useful before this Harbaugh stuff dies. But he talked about how this wide receiver class is so strong and could mirror last year's class. Not only is it much better at the top, but it could be just as deep. And I think Jim Harbaugh knows, there's a lot of good receivers in college football right now. I'm sure my defense played against several of them. And I think we can wait for some of these wide receivers. I really do think it is Brock Bowers.
I think that's the leader in the clubhouse right now. It is January 24th. Things could change. They could always trade down depending on which GM comes in to work with him. But the tight end position is extremely crucial to what Jim Harbaugh wants to run. You know, they do a lot of 12 personnel, 22 personnel. That's been everywhere that he's worked. You know, people know now Stanford as like this tight end powerhouse with Zach Ertz and Colby Parkinson and Dalton Schultz and all these guys. Harbaugh started that. Like, Harbaugh is the guy who made that into the tight end powerhouse. Michigan has become that. You know, obviously you have Jake Butt and Luke Schoonmaker, the ones that are there now. Tight end has always been a strength of theirs, and I think he would love the chance to draft Brock Bowers and be able to just like run all the 12 personnel, 22 personnel that you could possibly want with a guy like Brock Bowers, hand him the football, screen passes, over the middle, everything like that. Mm-hmm. He would do some great things with Brock Bowers as his tight end one.
Yes, he would. It would be a beautiful fit there. And we'll see what the coordinator situation pans out as, but I even think the offensive coordinator would fit well, whoever it is. There's several options. I think it'd fit well with Brock Bowers. Yeah. Hello, Arjun, by the way. That's not him. There he goes. Oh, nope. Other one.
Yeah. Barner and Loveland are each fantastic prospects too. I know Dane Brugler and Nate Tice, who do Prospects to Pros, love Loveland, no pun intended. I think he's a next year guy, but Barner is in this year's class too. So kind of on that similar vein here from Darren Ellis, what Michigan players will Harbaugh target in mid to late rounds? Mike Sainristil, Junior Colson, Roman Wilson, Blake Corum. There's obviously offensive linemen in there as well, the tight end Barner. Roman Wilson, a perfect guy to your point, a guy in this wide receiver class that go in round two, round three, and pay dividends. Obviously now we have the Michigan ties, so you know, we'll see what happens there. But Roman Wilson, I think, is a fun player that the depth of this wide receiver class. I'm only seven guys in, and I really like all seven so far. It's a really fun group. So that's a great point. Mike Sainristil, one of my favorite players that I have studied so far. That dude knows how to tackle, and that dude is aggressive and mean and physical. I love him. I love watching Mike Sainristil play football.
Yeah, I'm excited. That seems like one of them. Someone pointed out Zach Zinter, officially a center, right? Or is he a guard?
Zach Zinter's a guard.
Okay.
Gotcha. But they do have a center, I think, in this class too.
They do.
I forget his name.
They have two. I already forget his name. We'll get there.
Yeah. Wow. Next one here. Big one from Shallister.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Very nice.
Nice. Very cool. Appreciate that. Very excited. I've been a fan since 1992, and this may be the most excited I've been since Marty was hired.
Admittedly, do not recall. I don't know if Marty was hired what specific year, but I don't recall much of it.
99 or 2000?
I don't know. I do not recall.
Austin Smith, this must be how Gollum felt when he reclaims the ring. Wanted this forever. Hopefully it goes better for the Chargers than it did for Gollum when he reclaimed the ring.
Yeah, because he instantly dies.
Yeah.
So just FYI, Gollum immediately dies. So
like literally, like
I know the Lord of the Rings for sure. I got the swords behind me. Yeah. I know he dies at the end of that movie.
Yeah. Great trilogy of movies to pull from here regarding that. This is like Return of the King. Let's say that instead. More happy, more positive.
It is kind of Return of the King.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Former Charger.
What's the Black Gate?
The 63-21.
Okay, fair enough. Sounds good.
Oh man, I love it. Blake, as an Ohio State fan, I am so beyond excited. Bolt DF up. I think Blake is doubly excited here because now the Ohio State can actually beat Michigan again.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Congratulations to So if someone didn't know I was an Ohio State fan, more so by family association with my grandparents. Yeah, I am certainly beyond excited. I definitely didn't think of Ohio State when this move happened, but I'm sure Blake was immediately thinking of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good day for both franchises, I think. Brian, so who do you think Harbaugh likes more, Neighbors or Bowers? We kind of already discussed this, but wanted to acknowledge Brian and his super chat. I agree, Bowers could be the move. Theoretically, the Chargers could trade down and still get Bowers, but we'll see.
Yeah, I agree. Although I remember looking through their draft history and they went a lot of premium positions early, but I don't think they took a receiver in the first round. I think it was DBs, Edge, Alden Smith, Colin Kaepernick. So yeah, no. Oh, they did take a wide receiver. Ooh, the wide receiver they took was AJ Jenkins, who had
that is.
Yeah, he had 17 catches in his career. So you know what? Maybe we should take a tight end.
That's a Trent Baalke problem, I believe, firmly.
Yes. Absolutely.
Joseph Levine, at this point, I don't care who the Chargers sign as GM, DC, OC, draft, etc. With Harbaugh in charge, everything will be just fine. Bolt up.
Yeah, Minter seems to be the locked-in defensive coordinator. Special teams seems to be more up in the air. Like, it's the easiest answer that it might, like, Jay Harbaugh. That almost makes sense in every other situation, except for this particular one. So, we'll see.
Ryan Ficken, please stay around. That's our next prayer circle. For what it's worth, Jay Harbaugh has coached defensive backs before. He's coached receivers, tight ends, running backs. He doesn't necessarily have to be special teams coordinator if he wants to come over with Harbaugh. And I hope that is the case. Christian Hernandez gives Panos a Nobel Peace Prize right away. Hey, man, he united the fan base. I'll give him that.
He did.
Sykes here. Who is your guess on who gets cut? I would imagine this is about the big four, but we have an episode coming up about Keenan and Mike. We did one previously about Keenan and Joey. Outside of the big four, Tyler, do you think there's any other players who are kind of on the chopping block? I think the most obvious one after that would be Eric Kendricks. Chargers can save a good amount of money there too. So anybody else you think is maybe up on the block?
I mean, obviously Corey Linsley technically, but that's a whole situation that we'll get to when we get there. Otherwise, it's not even like they have other really expensive players outside of the ones that you've mentioned, the big four, Kendricks, that need to be cut. That would also do anything for them. So unless Pipkins is a post June 1st cut, post draft, after you get Joe Alt sort of thing, which I do think it is Trey Pipkins next year. And frankly, there is a world where Jim Harbaugh goes, yeah, I can fix that. And he brings in the right guys, the right coordinator, the right offensive line coach, strength and conditioning coach, and goes, let's get this effing rolling and get this offensive line back. Like, this is a plus for Zion, for Rashawn, for whoever the new center is, for Jamari, for Trey. So, yeah, but I think you nailed all the other cuts.
Sorry, just... Okay. Yeah, I think this offensive line, I think it's not as far away as people think it is. Like, I think I've said this before, but the main issue for me was always like the protection plan, the coaching. That's not going to be an issue now. And I think that we never really saw this group be able to come together because Corey was injured right away. So get a real starting center in there and you get Harbaugh and his offensive line coaching and everything like that. The offensive line is not that far away from reaching that potential that I thought they had heading into 2023. So that's arguably like outside of like if you had to pinpoint a specific position that has like now gotten the biggest upgrade, I think the offensive line is that group. You can make an argument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, easily. You want me to take some of these or are you? Okay.
Yeah, you can take some of these. Sorry. I've got some stuff in my DMs right now.
Yes, I'm sure. Okay, so let me see where we at. Trevor Black, let me scroll down a little bit. Trevor Black says, super stoked. Congrats, guys. Congrats again, guys, on everything. Yes, thank you very, very much. Been awesome. Feels great. That was a rough year. We started in 2020. Not a fun year. Last year was not a fun year. Now, this is going to be a much more exciting, at least until week one, and then we'll see.
Okay. The stuff I just got in my DM, I will share in the Discord later. So shout out Discord. Okay. Plug that there.
Sounds good.
All right. Go ahead. All right.
John G, how much more attractive are the Chargers for players? I think very attractive.
Yeah, I see when you're talking about free agents. I think Herbert, Harbaugh, new facility, Southern California. It's not going to pay dividends right now in 2024. But in 2025, when they actually have money, it definitely is going to pay big dividends.
Yeah, I agree. I wonder even if there's a player that wants to take a two-year deal and comes over here or something and just wants to hang out there for that next year.
Vet minimum ring chasers, come on down.
Yeah, have at it. All right, Austin Taylor, bolt the up. Haven't been this excited about a management choice in a long time. With this being official now, what is a position priority order now for the draft? Technically, corner is still technically position priority number one. That doesn't mean that round one makes it the priority, but corner, tight end, edge at some point. We'll see what happens. Receiver, a lot of the premium stuff. Tackle will be addressed and should be addressed at some point.
Yeah, I think we said this yesterday. The defense is going to be kind of shredded. Not kind of. It is going to be shredded, essentially. Outside of Thule, you don't really have any long-term building blocks. Like, everybody wants Deion and Asante to be those guys. We haven't seen enough from either of them. Deion changed his profile pic to him of a swap with Jim Harbaugh, which I thought was funny today. But the defense needs a lot of work. And obviously, Derwin James, I think, is still able to be that guy. But you look at the kind of players that Jesse Minter / Mike McDonald have needed in this offense, or in this defense, excuse me. You need some really disruptive defensive tackles. You need a couple versatile defensive backs who can play safety, play in the slot, play in the box. And that's kind of how they build their defense, through the middle. And I think that's how you should build your defense for the most part. I think cornerback and edge rusher are still premium positions. Like, they always have a premium corner and a premium edge rusher, but they love to have just like a rotation of guys in the middle that can play in multiple roles. So defensive tackle becomes way more important. Safety is more important. Slot corner more important now. The defense needs a lot of help if they're going to play Jesse Minter's defense going forward.
Sheesh. Sorry, I'm catching up on some of our own stuff in our mutual DMs. A lot of stuff, but unshareable. You can check that one. Next one from Billy Bohard. Happy day, boys. Someone has probably done this before, but what is Jim's overall record from his UCSD days to now? So technically University of San Diego, not UCSD, to my knowledge. I don't know actually what his record is from then to now. Certainly a winning one, but I actually don't know. I don't know what it is. Someone can look it up. From Nature's Call podcast, for what it's worth, of Niners never spent a day one or two pick on offensive line during his tenure. Just for those adamant about him going offensive tackle at five. So let's see. Up until that point, the year before, they drafted Anthony Davis in the first round and Mike Iupati in the first round, who was a guard. So maybe that played into it. Joe Staley was also in 2007. I think it's just because they were probably set there. We never saw that. So we'll see. But yeah, they didn't draft an offensive tackle. Did they draft a single one? If you look at Pro Football Reference, there's no one officially listed as an offensive tackle that was drafted at all during his tenure. But some are listed as O-line, so I'm not sure. Joe Cruz sends a super sticker. Thank you very much, Joe Cruz. If you have a question, we'll try to find it somewhere, but we have a lot of stuff to go through. From I don't know, fans like us manifested this into reality. Thank you, GAC fellows, and the other dedicated Chargers podcasters for your passion. Thank you from the bottom of my powder blue heart. Love you guys. It was awesome, man. You know, I don't know who else was streaming, but I definitely saw Unleashed was streaming. I saw the director was streaming like at 4-ish or whatever. And just seeing the floods of fans jump in there is awesome. Like, everyone is so excited for this. Thank you, 1,022 of you, for being in here right now. A lot more fun than some of our other streams. We didn't have this. This is a lot more fun, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, 100%.
From Jordan Baylock, this is one of the best days of my life. Born in Orange County, fan since 2004, and went to Michigan State. Nice. This is a double victory. Bolt up, fan. Wow, a lot of people are really happy that Michigan no longer has a coach. Although we'll see. I mean, Moore obviously did his part while Harbaugh was gone. So
yeah. If you're a Chargers fan and a USC fan, Washington, Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, anybody in the Big Ten, you're doubly excited today with the Chargers getting Jim Harbaugh, because the Big Ten is now significantly easier.
Mm-hmm. And last of, again, thank you very much, guys. 36 super chats from Frankie Sanchez. Complete identity shift. Penn State offensive tackle is 1,000% the move. Not sexy, but we've been trying to be sexy for way too long. Harbaugh just wins. Harbaugh / best offensive line in football is an instant and long-term identity shift. We are both Fashanu OT1 guys.
Yes.
And I feel strongly about that. I don't remember the last time. I guess Paris Johnson, we both had OT1. But it wasn't like there was another specific. It wasn't like the big three with like Neil, Cross, and Ekwonu, where we were all split. So yeah. You and I haven't really been united on that front since probably Penei Sewell, which was kind of an easy
one. That was pretty easy, yeah.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
And turns out he's a great player.
He's pretty good.
Who could have guessed? Yeah. I will say there's the draft consensus is pretty split on Olu versus Alt. To me, for the Chargers, I think the choice is Olu, because Olu, to me, has the kind of flexibility, athleticism, where he could switch back to both sides. I think Joe Alt is a little bit more, I mean, he's 6'8". He's very, very tall. He's a little bit more rigid, less flexible, less fluid. He's a very good prospect. I have him as, I haven't decided if I have him as OT2 or OT3 or not, but Olu is pretty clearly OT1 for me. And I think he has the positional flexibility where he could switch sides. I would be a little bit more skeptical about Joe Alt switching sides. So to me, like, you get Slater on one side, Fashanu on the other side. That to me is that's the pairing that I would prefer. Two athletic freaks. Fashanu, his length is crazy. But I think the athleticism there would be outstanding. At the same time, Harbaugh doesn't usually have like super athletic tackles. He's generally more preferred the shorter, stouter, powerful tackles, at least at Michigan. So
yeah,
we'll see how that changes or not. He'll be fine with Rashawn Slater either way, because Slater does everything very well. But I think if he takes a tackle in the first round, I kind of tend to think it would be JC Latham or Taliese Fuaga from Oregon State. Those two kind of fit the stereotypical profiles more than the other guys.
Yeah, Latham is just a power freak. That would be that's definitely a hard, not the other guys aren't, but like that's a Harbaugh guy.
Yeah,
for sure. And because that totally makes sense there. What was I gonna say? Yeah, Fashanu for me though. We'll see what the others. Seems like a good tackle class though. I mean, there are guys that listen to Brandon Thorne with Trench Warfare, Duke. They're on. They just kind of rave about this group. Although there's a lot more tackle to guard converts than I think I can remember in quite some time.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who think the record for offensive tackles in the first round could be broken this year.
Mm.
So there's Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma. There's I forget his first name, but Morgan from Arizona.
Yeah,
Paul from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Troy Fontenot is kind of a guard convert, but I kind of would prefer him at tackle. I've watched four games of him.
Played
now.
Well.
Yeah, I can totally see. I don't want to turn this into like draft stuff. Totally, I can see why people think Fontenot would be a guard prospect, but to me, his issue can be corrected at tackle. Like, I don't think it's like a real hindrance of his ability to play tackle. I think he can play tackle in the NFL. His arms are 34 inches long. He's an athletic freak. He's physical. I don't think you have to move him into guard. If you are a team that's more zone centric, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, we can dive into that later. But Fontenot to me is a tackle, and he's a good one as well.
Yeah, I think Thorne and many other didn't even suggest that it was an issue at tackle at all. It just, they almost felt he could be further maximized at guard rather than like a deficiency elsewhere. So,
sure.
Okay, we are at 40 super chats. So we'll keep rolling through these. Envy Talent, I appreciate all the support as always. Now on to Ed Dodds. I still feel like that's somehow the front runner, but that hasn't been reported very much. So,
yeah,
we'll see. That one makes the most sense to me in terms of actual connection, working together, direct connection. But Hortiz is a great option as well. Brandon Brown, I have to learn more about Brandon Brown, to be completely honest, because that is surprising me that he has continued to be out there as much as he has. But again, it's all the one thing we can't find on a Wikipedia page, on a Google search, is the connection, the synergy, the vision together.
Yeah.
And so if that's there, great. I'm for
it. At the end of the day, for me, that's the most important.
Yeah.
Again, referencing Phil Yates, who did a wonderful interview with Alex Insdorf today. That's what he was talking about, is you can have a great GM and a great head coach, and if they're not seeing eye to eye on things, it's not going to matter. And I think we've seen that for the last 11 years under Tom Telesco and Mike McCoy, Anthony Lynn, and Brandon Staley.
Except for the great coach and great GM part.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That was kind of obvious, I felt like. But so to me, it's the alignment. If Jim Harbaugh has the stamp of approval on Brandon Brown ready to go, then that's good enough for me. And I think his resume is solid enough. I don't know if you saw this, but I tweeted out Brandon Brown, for those who don't know, was the Eagles executive who is credited with finding Jordan Mailata and putting him on their radar and arranging a workout for Jeff Stoutland to work out Jordan Mailata. So it's one player, but it's an example of how like important it is for you as a GM to have the ability to go find areas to in the margins to give your roster an advantage. And Jordan Mailata is arguably the biggest example of that. He was an international program player before the NFL started pouring resources into it. So imagine if like CJ Okoye were like instantly like DT1 on the Chargers. Like that's what Brandon Brown did for Jordan Mailata. And obviously Jeff Stoutland is the best offensive line coach in the league. But it's Brandon Brown has a really good resume. Another guy connected to the Eagles, obviously. He's been the assistant GM for Joe Shane, who is obviously very well connected. There's a good resume there. It's not as good as Ian Cunningham and Ed Dodds, in my opinion, who have had bigger roles for longer. Yeah. But there is a good resume there.
Yeah. It would hard to objectively be able to say that the resume is better. But as you pointed out, the number one thing is that synergy. And what a great story about finding Mailata, who I remember watching them draft him. Like, really? Okay, cool. You know, Eagles have a good history of developing offensive linemen, so go for it, I guess. But yeah, for them to take him from that to where he is now is incredible. So good find, obviously.
According to, this is from Darren Haynes, Richie Farley points it out. The Jim Harbaugh introductory press conference is expected to place in the middle of next week. I would imagine that they do the press conference with Harbaugh and the GM at the same time. So for what it's worth.
Yeah, that just means that
we got to wait.
Yeah, if it could be Tuesday so I could record and put on the Chargers channel, that'd be great. But all right, it's fine. Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, I think we got a couple other ones in here. Burley, congrats on 10K. You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. We really appreciate all the support. 10,000 subscribers is definitely a big milestone, especially, you know, it being in the same time, coincidentally, as the Chargers hiring Jim Harbaugh. It's a bit of a synergy moment, too, considering we started around the Brandon Staley experience. So very cool moment to come full circle there. Obviously, we hope this hire turns out better than the previous hire.
It will. It can't be worse. So I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll be all right. You got the next one. Okay.
Yeah.
Tara Romero, she says that she's so excited for the Chargers. Tyler and Steven, if you guys plan on going to any games next year, let me know. Love to meet you guys. Also, how much do we think this drives the ticket sales? A significant amount. I think the ticket sales are going to be very much more where they were in 2021, probably 2022.
Yeah.
This year, like I remember looking at tickets for the Bills game, a primetime Saturday night game, and you could have gotten tickets in like the 200s for like $50.
Yeah, no, it was
that's not happening anymore.
No, not one bit. I mean, I can't imagine what the Chargers versus Ravens tickets are going to be. That's definitely a primetime game. It could be week one. If the Ravens, you know, win the Super Bowl or something, and then they go play the Chargers, like that could be the week one game.
Wow.
That's going
to
be...
The Ravens would have to host week one.
Oh.
Because they'd never mind. The banner and all that
stuff. What if they lose the Super Bowl?
There you go.
There we go. Cool. Okay, so if the Ravens lose, it'd be an electric week one.
But yeah, I ticket sales are going to be crazy. You know, hopefully this turns into a real stronghold of the fan base. I think it will. I think this is going to be a big needle mover for the fan base. I mean, look at how many people are in this chat right now, an hour into the podcast. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see what this does for the fan base. And this is like a super crucial moment for the team to like establish a real stronghold in LA, new facility in El Segundo, Justin Herbert, Jim Harbaugh. This is kind of like that. This is where you start ascending as a franchise.
Yeah, and no one will be able to look at the Chargers and say, well, you kind of half-assed it. You know, maybe you can say that up until this point, but you hired Jim Harbaugh, the new facility, you have the quarterback, you're doing all the right things. New general manager, again, doing all the right things. Can't say that you didn't try. Even if it doesn't work out, you cannot say the Chargers didn't try their absolute darndest to get it going.
Yeah, 100%.
But Lebo Hard, from 5:48, so that was about 9 minutes ago, so maybe you're home. I'm speeding home to get my computer to join. Buddy, Harbaugh is hired. I appreciate the super chats and the feedback. Drive slow. You know, it's probably about rush hour right now, depending on where you are.
Yeah.
All's good.
Yeah, I pulled over. You can pull over and listen. It's okay.
Yeah, I tweeted and drove, but, you know, whatever. You wimps.
Nice. Okay, do we have another one?
Yes. Another one. Yeah, yes. $2 super chat from Jared81. Appreciate it, Jared. Thank you so much. Maybe there's a question in there. Frank, again, thinking about this timing, the team can make some big cuts and the fan base is going to buy into a plan. Yeah. Some things I'll definitely disagree with. Some picks I could certainly disagree with, but there's a plan. There's a plan. Yeah. There's a great coach, potentially a great GM. We'll see. I agree. The plan is there.
Yeah. There's a real chance for Harbaugh and whoever the GM is to like clean slate this thing. Like there's obviously like the key pieces will be here. Herbert, Slater in particular, in the long term, we'll see about the other guys. But Tuli Tuipulotu obviously as well is a long-term piece, but outside of those three, like I don't really know like who's guaranteed a roster spot on this team currently in the next, you know, 4 years from now. Outside of those three, is anybody else on the roster even going to be on the team?
Nope, not of the major guys and the rookies, obviously. So yeah, so you got it.
Yeah, you could trade for some picks. You make 10 picks this year. Short-term contracts. Next year you have more picks, a ton of money, and there's a real chance for Jim Harbaugh and everybody to have a clean slate here.
Mm-hmm. AD, our last super chat until there's maybe another one. How are you guys not worried about Greg Roman? We are. His pass game concepts are stuck in 2011, and his power run game was only effective because of mobile quarterbacks. The extent of my excitement about Greg Roman is mostly in the run game, in the offensive line, the trench-based sort of things. That's why I would love for it to be like an associate head coach, run game coordinator, associate head coach, tight ends. You know, he's coached a lot of those things in his career.
Yeah.
So I would love that plus your Tanner Engstrand, plus your Drew Terrell, plus your Ben McDaniels, like just something else that adds something to the receivers and the passing game. That would be fantastic. As Greg Roman added to the staff isn't a problem, but as the offensive coordinator, I do have my hesitation.
Yeah, 100%. As a play caller, as a passing concept designer, I would be concerned about that. It plays well with the identity. Obviously, him and Jim Harbaugh have an ability to work together. He worked with John Harbaugh. Greg Roman can have his moments. The run game would certainly be better. But at the same time, like you look at Greg Roman's best offenses, you're talking about Colin Kaepernick, Lamar Jackson, guys who are elite athletes as runners in the position. And Justin can run, but he's not that. He's not that kind of low. He's closer towards Alex Smith. So I definitely would have concerns. As a run game coordinator, sign me up. I'm cool with it. His run game concepts are fantastic, but his passing offense definitely is a concern. So hopefully, like Tyler said, you know, the passing game is there. And for what it's worth, Daniel Jeremiah did say on NFL Network that he does expect Jim Harbaugh to scour the league, not just his personal connections, to hire his staff.
Yeah, I agree. He can pull anybody. Hello, would you like to work for a very winning head coach, national championship head coach, one of the winningest football coaches around, and Justin Herbert? Would you like to coordinate that offense? Oh yeah, sure, I'd love to.
Yeah.
So I think he can pull that no problem. And clearly, unless the Chargers are completely broke at this point, they're spending. And you only get Harbaugh because you're spending on the coaching staff too. So it is a very attractive position with the head coach, the quarterback. That's job security. And now there's money associated with it.
Yeah, it's a very attractive offensive coordinator job. It was even an attractive offensive coordinator job last year. You know, there was still kind of a potential to have like a lame duck head coach. People like coaches know you get a quarterback who is a franchise quarterback, it makes your job way easier and it makes you much more of an attractive candidate. So I think Harbaugh will be able to pull from basically anywhere that's not like currently hired, like, you know, any passing game coordinator, run game coordinator, offensive coordinator of kind of like a lame duck staff. I bet Shane Waldron wishes he would have waited, by the way. So it's going to be fun to see how he puts his staff together. Even though, like I said, there's going to be some things that I'm like, I will disagree with. Like, no coach is perfect. Andy Reid is a terrible clock manager. Kyle Shanahan does not know how to call timeouts. Like, it happens with every team. But at the end of the day, this is a massive, successful day for the Chargers by hiring Jim Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm. One more super chat from Burley. The Harbaugh is a home game for the Chargers. So, yeah, it's a home game against the Ravens. So at some point, that'll happen.
Yeah.
We'll just see when.
Yeah. Man. I feel like I just worked out. Like I've spent so much energy on this. Like I'm tired.
Yeah, dude. Well, we usually got 44 super chats to have to fly through. It's like answering questions at school or something. But
and you did handstands.
Man. And I did like three handstands. I'm gassed. No, it's a relief. It's exciting and it's a relief all at the same time. Like, this has been happening for a month and everyone's got different things like, oh, I'm gonna do this and that, this source, that source, or they're close, whatever. Oh, whoa, there's a pass set. I wasn't even paying attention. Wow, that was amazing. That's gonna be a gift that somebody uses against us one day. Very exciting. You didn't hear a word that I said. I was complimenting your pass set there.
Yeah,
it seemed like it was pretty good.
Thanks.
Yeah, good footwork, that sort of thing. I mean, we do need an offensive tackle, so, you know.
I was a center. Brandon, my arms are too short to play offensive tackle, 100%.
That's fine. You got a great jump out of your stance, and you're flying out of it, super competitive. You know, so you're 30 now, so you got the old man strength. I'm just kidding.
My knees definitely feel 30, I will say that. A couple of knee surgeries did me dirty.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh man, what a day. I have not stopped smiling since I saw the news. It feels good, man. It feels really, really good. Feels like the Chargers are on the map. Like, I've been talking with people obviously about football and things like that. It's been depressing looking at the Chiefs and like what the Chiefs have been able to do. But it feels like the Chargers can be in that Super Bowl bubble and really make an impact in the NFL.
Yeah, it's really a disruption of what's been consistent for the AFC West. And the Chargers have always been the closest. Chiefs fans will admit that. The Chargers have always been the closest, at least in the head-to-head matchups.
Yeah.
But the coach or the injuries or something chargery would never get them there. There's the mistakes. Now you win some of these games. And again, I don't expect that next year. In fact, the Chiefs are probably better next year with a similar defense and loading up at receiver in a deep class, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But still, like the outlook at some point, it will become the Chargers division again.
Yeah. I'm excited, man. It's going to be a ton of fun. Franchise is looking up. It's going to be great to see the rebound. Last year was tough for sure. But like Tyler said, to start us off, man, the excitement is legitimate. I definitely can see in the chat that you guys are feeling the same kind of way. We are going to have a lot of time to cover all the coaching staff, GM staff, draft stuff. And we're really excited about that. Now that we know officially who the head coach is, we'll have a lot more direction in where this team can go the rest of the offseason. But Tyler, one more time, who's got it better than us?
No!
Nicely done. Some final super chats in here, and then we'll head out for the night. Austin Smith, it's Bowers for me at 5. He is a weapon and a generational prospect who can be used in a myriad of ways. And Herbert loved Andrews in the Pro Bowl.
Yes. Good. I forgot about that. That's when everyone was like, let's get Herbert at the tight end.
Yeah.
Brock Bowers is nice.
Yeah. Billy Bohard, he made it home safe and sound. Appreciate it. Glad you didn't tweet and crash. That would have been bad. So glad you're safe and home. He says, thank you guys. Also,
one more.
Josh, I'm just excited to see my wife and son happy watching a Chargers game. Hopefully, you know, the Raiders at least are more consistently competitive. I will never say I want the Raiders to win, but hopefully for your dad's sake, they are more consistently competitive.
My dad doesn't hate the coach, so that's at least a step up from last year. And yes, my parents and I, the three of us, had gone to games last year, and we did not see a single win where all three of us were rooting for the same team. The only time the Chargers won, the Raiders lost. So my poor father had to, that's the only win he saw last year.
Yeah. Yeah. That's tough. That's tough.
Matt, you're killing me.
Oh my gosh. So the super chats keep coming on the stream. Keep going. I guess so.
I'm on a teaching salary. Yeah, it'll keep going.
I just made my first student loan payment. So yeah.
Mine's next month. Woohoo!
Oh man. What a day, man. What a day. It's been a ton of fun. Appreciate all of you guys for tuning in. We'll let you know when our next live show is, but definitely will be coming soon. Ton of draft content, coach content, GM content, all that good stuff. Guests on the show. We're going to have a ton of fun this offseason with Jim Harbaugh as the coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. That's going to do it for us today. Bolt up.